The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. Does your mother still ask about me?
Guys, Stiff Socks merch is now forever available. StiffSocksShop.com. Your favorites, goddamn hoodies, nut towels, socks, hats, beanies, shirts, skirts. I don't know. Go look at it to find out. StiffSocksShop.com. Always up. Not an ad, but also an ad. Good night. Goodbye.
Dude, why doesn't Megatron, who's in the, the Transformers? Why don't they have cameras? They be fucking, why are you destroying the city? Fuck something.
What's happening?
Can I cuss yet?
That will be
we're trying not to get limited ads on YouTube.
All right, hold on. First of
you
all,
you know, we did our 5 years of podcasting and maybe what, one episode was monetized?
Not even.
We just were like, ah, man, we're too funny.
Yeah.
YouTube can't handle it.
You know what? This cancel culture. Here's the thing. What did you said? Megatron. Who is that? The Transformer?
Tyrese Gibson? Is he in that? He's Fast and the Furious.
He's so hot.
He's in it?
Yeah. Is he?
He's Fast and Furious.
No, but I think he
was Fast and Furious or Fast and the Furious or Fast and Furious?
Is it Fast? Hold on. Fast and the Furious. Fast in the Furious?
I mean, get out of the car.
Yeah.
Get out of the car.
And stop saying the same line over and over and over and over. Who writes this dialogue? ChatGPT? Yeah.
But like, why do they make it so cool? Shirtless, driving, like,
it is
and then
hot.
They get out of the car. I'm doing this for my family.
It's family? Always for your family.
You're drag racing a Camaro. You're doing this for bitches.
Yeah, I mean, it's
my family.
I think most people say they do things for family, but most people do it for pussy.
If your car goes anything louder than...
That's not for your son.
Yeah. Your car. I hear that thing turn on, I go, okay.
Yeah. That's to make a son.
Yeah. I hear your car starting, I go, oh, yeah. Oh, that's good for gas mileage?
None.
That's good for this planet?
I don't care about this planet. You know how people
rich.
Are... Huh?
Rich.
No, not at all.
Okay, then why do you care?
Because the world's going to explode in 42 years. I'm not going to be here. What about your grandkids? Fuck my grandkids. How about that? You know how people are like, oh, my legacy. Shut up. You want to put your name on a library? That's how you want to leave the earth?
Yeah, what would you put your name on? Bench? Highway?
No, but dude, bench names are sad. You know what's so funny? I saw in New York, you know in Central Park, they have the little nameplates and all the benches?
Central Park.
Yep.
Get a better name.
Yeah.
Hey, where is it? That's kind of in the middle. Would you say it's
Central?
Fuck.
Yeah.
He said it wrong.
Central. But when they're describing it, what'd you see in New York?
Central Park. You know all the benches that have the nameplates? And it's like, first nameplate's like, oh, to my son who died in a well. And then the
Should
second.
Did I say that?
Well,
what'd he do in the well?
Huh?
What was he doing in the well?
Dying?
Dude, that's crazy. The well was the OG Brita filter. Somebody write that down. But like, oh, can you go to the well? Bro, but like, you know, after sex, you get water because you lay it down.
Yeah.
Imagine they had to go to the well.
They did.
And then some guys never came back.
They would jump down there.
Dad.
Oh, yeah. You know how bad you hate your wife when you jump down the well?
Well, I'm not even saying jump down the well. You're like, oh, I'm gonna go get some water from the well. You want anything?
Oh, that
how
is-
do you think dads leave the family in 2024? I'm gonna go get some oat milk.
Funny. I think they just leave. I think they honestly just leave. And they have to check their pockets for a fucking Apple tag.
Yes. But the old running joke was cigarettes and milk, right?
Oh, yeah.
So modern day, if dad's going to get a vape, bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. They're going to get some CBD.
Puff bar? Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with my family. I'm like, guys, I'm going to go get some more pussy.
All right, guys, that's been my time. Get off like you're on stage.
Oh, yeah. Guys, I got lit. I got to go. All
right, guys, that's going to do it for me. Tip your waitstaff. I was like looking at your mom. Wait, is that me?
Tipper. Central New Park. York.
Central Park. Names.
So the nameplates are not funny, but come with me on this. So the first one's like, I died in a well. The second one's like, my son died of polio to Richter scale. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Richter scale?
Richter first name, Richter last name scale.
What is a
Richter
scale? That's a measurement of a
tornado.
Earthquake.
Didn't we have an earthquake recently?
Yesterday.
I wasn't here.
I didn't
How
feel
big
it.
Was it?
4.7?
Yeah.
4 inches is big.
Spot on. One more time.
4 inches is big.
To who?
To my girlfriend. All right. So, and the last nameplate.
Go on.
Last nameplate was Bloomingdale's. Bitch.
Are they still, are they still in business?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you need to put advertising everywhere. Mm. You're right next to my son, who got eaten by a pit bull in 1984.
A little insensitive for JCPenney's to be the 9/11 memorial.
100%. Yeah. Zins? Right next to Tower One? Yeah. It's not okay.
There's too much brands.
Boston Marathon's brought to you by Pfizer. It might have been. Ugh, conspiracy. So.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that funny? It's not funny, but it is kind of funny. Like, leave it alone. Like, it's literally like having like a cemetery brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Hopefully,
get out of here.
I want my tombstone to be sponsored.
By who?
I don't know. Oreos?
Oreos is pretty sick. I want mine to be brought to you by Tombstone Pizza.
Ooh.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, what are they up to these days? Are they cranking in the frozen pizza section?
Are they still here?
Who's DiGiorno? Is that the big one?
DiGiorno's a big one. DiGiorno is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
It's not delivery. Who gives a shit? Put it in the oven. It's so good.
But think about how sad that sentence is. Like, think about the first dad trying to win over custody of his kids. Mm-hmm. It's like, dad, delivery? And he's like, it's not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
100%.
Does your mother still ask about me? What is it about pizza that just brings a family together? Because it's like one plate and you pull from it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you can't, like, you know how fucked up of a kid you are to, like, go to the dinner table, take a slice, and go into your room?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you were making a pipe bomb in there for sure.
God, there's so many fast. Did you have friends like that were, like, either really super picky eaters or just, like, antisocial? Were you ever that kid that you'd eat in your room?
No. My mom would beat me. It was, like, in my house, like, family dinner was, like, family dinner. Like, that was a big thing for my mom. Like, we could go out afterwards, but, like, you have to be home for dinner. Like, it was big.
It was.
Yeah.
That was the original group chat.
It was.
Family dinner.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's how you used to text your family back in the day. You should be like, hey, first of all, how's school? Shitty. I don't like it here. The only part I like is when I get fingered in the rafting center. That's the only part I like. Yeah. Math? Terrible. But every how's school? Never good.
Did you guys?
Never good.
Sometimes good, though.
Was it?
You know? You saw a lizard on the way to school?
Yeah, but that's not in school. Like, school was not, like, the question, how's school? Hey, you know what?
Let me just enough of the small talk, Mom.
Yeah.
Papa tit.
Yeah. Let me see it. What, my Frosted Flakes need some goddamn lubricant.
Frosted Flakes?
Some milk?
You're spinning. Oh, tits. I thought you were spinning on it.
No.
Did you guys pray before dinner?
Yeah.
You guys did?
Every day. Every day. Before every meal.
And out loud or?
Yeah, silent? Out loud. No, out loud.
Airplane mode? And you'd say what you're thankful for?
No, never did that.
Well, so what'd you say?
Grace.
How does it go? Do you know?
Yeah.
Heavenly Father. What would you say?
You riff.
Heavenly Father,
mm-hmm.
This Salisbury steak is for you, my lord.
Salisbury steak? Unbelievable.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Underrated.
Well,
I
don't think it's ever been rated.
No. Well, it's never. If it was rated, it would be a C.
Dude, for a video over the week, we had a Hungry Man meal in it.
Good.
They're
so good.
The instructions are so funny. It's like, put in the microwave for 9 minutes. How frozen is this?
9 minutes is too long.
9 minutes?
First of all, who makes Hungry Men? Like, who designs? You know how, like,
Kids,
you know,
Cuisine?
Oh, yeah.
I love Kids Cuisine.
Unbelievable.
Dude, those brownies.
Fuck you.
Burn
so
the
good.
Shit out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah, but worth it.
Worth it.
Dude, when was the last time you burn your mouth? What is that? First of all, mouth, get your freaking life together. Like, why? Really?
It's so funny when you're biting and you bite your lip. You just overshot.
Crazy.
You've been chewing for years.
Years.
Dare I say, decades. Decades.
That's 10, right? Tens, yeah. Decade. What?
Can That's I shoot crazy this? To say. Can That's what this? I'm going to do. If I'm married, how long y'all been together? About a decade.
Decade.
That really ages a relationship.
Dude, ugh.
What were you saying?
I wanted to ask you, what century is it right now?
22nd, 21st, 22nd. 22nd, 21st,
22nd. I'm going to be honest, I don't,
well, all I know
I'm going to get, I think it's the 21st, but I don't know what that means. Is it 100 years?
21st century Fox, that's all I know.
Yeah, me too.
Before
that's
movies
the only reason I know.
Why are they taking that? You made The Simpsons and now you're just claiming centuries?
They can. You make The Simpsons, you can claim a lot. Dude, Simpsons is still on.
Simpsons, Family
There's
Guy.
There's someone out there in a fucking VO booth that goes, "Ay, caramba!" Still, that was really, really good. Holy shit! I did not know I had
that. Was good.
That was really good.
You're good with voices.
Thank you.
You should do voiceover work. Is there anyone else you can do?
I don't. But the funny thing is, I can't get good at a thing. I just try and I'm really good, or I try and it's really bad.
Edward Scissorhands. He never got any action. No.
He tried to finger someone and she died. Her pussy turned into a doily. Are we still trying to get ads on this
period?
God damn. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
Edward Scissorhands. Without the scissors, hot. But with the scissors, you're like, what am I supposed to do? Paper mache, some
wrote
bits?
That? Someone on acid?
Absolutely.
Edward Scissorhands. Can you imagine someone reading that script and be like, yeah, let's make this.
Yeah. And then every guy in college is like, what if we did Edward 40 hands? We tape a 42 yep. hands.
Yeah. If I was ever in a fight with that, I would smash someone's ears with that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many stories of, like, somebody was too drunk, and then they'd fall, and they'd go to catch themselves with their hands.
Oh, my God.
What do you think's going to happen?
Edward, no hands.
Yes.
Can't jerk off for 6 months. Shards of glass in your hand. Oh, I would. I'd use my feet.
Pipe down a jelly jam jar.
Dude, so I was, you can. Yeah. I refused a dildo on my ass recently. Not a dildo.
Oh, wait.
I could no.
We need
I
an update.
I know.
Wait,
I
so what do we get into first? Misplaced ads or misplaced dildos?
Oh, let me guess. This guy's gonna bring
I
up
do,
stuff.
I do.
No. This guy's gonna bring up stuff that's horrible for audio. Or
what do you mean?
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. All right, let's. I'm just yelling at Jack for
but
no
yeah,
reason.
No, keep
no,
going.
No, no, so
go,
wait, go. So, no. Okay, go. You were in New York for the makeup show. Your
yeah.
birthday. What's going on?
Blow
out some candles.
A, no. So we brought the
we
yeah the butt plugs
joint custody.
No, we brought them.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, we
I see
sounds
what
crazy.
We, I see what you're saying.
We sounds like you like both like we're holding hands, being like, put it in the bag.
I see what you're saying. So I brought them. Cool. I brought them.
Okay.
And we were doing the
say it.
The pound town, right?
Whoa.
And
population
she goes
two.
Yeah. Well, population about to be three.
Holy
and she goes, shit. She goes, should we get it? Hold up. Hold on. Should we get it?
Get it being.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have a name. It's so powerful.
Yeah. Well, it's not even open yet.
Well, brand new.
Remember,
wait,
I told
butt plugs or dildo?
Butt plugs. I told you.
You said dildo.
I'm sorry.
Via three
I messed
minutes
up.
Ago.
I messed up. I apologize. The butt plugs that we talked about last episode or two episodes, whatever.
Yeah.
No, last episode.
Okay.
So I was.
What time ahead. Of day is it? Because I know it's day. Your freaky ass loves banging out at 1:34 p.m.
You like banging next to Bigfoot. Okay.
Yeah.
You see a
What's
weeping willow tree and you go, I'm hard.
Yeah.
Odd.
Yeah.
Really.
Oh, I'm
you go,
so-
oh, there's
oh,
a pine
did,
cone.
Did the camo
on
pants
it.
Give that off?
Yeah.
I actually haven't had public fornication in a while. That's like a relationship activity.
Is it?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Even then you go, fuck, a camp counselor?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I haven't had.
I got nothing.
I haven't had public sex since fucking in a cactus garden. That was the last time I had public sex.
And that's good.
Yeah.
That's a great place to, you know.
Stop it.
Put the hat, you know, retire the jersey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was I saying? I was saying.
What time of day was it?
Oh, it was late.
No,
it was late. It was late. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But
after dinner, a couple cocktails, boozed up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boozed up. I didn't get massively hammered, but I had a few cocktails every night. If you're in New York, you gotta do it.
And I feel like hangovers are less there. Does that make sense? Something like the sweaty in the air, you just wake up, you're like, ah, hey.
Fuck
it. It's like, oh, I have a headache from drinking. No, I have a headache because people have been blaring their horns since 4 a.m.
Correct. Correct.
Who are they honking at?
The Puerto Rican Day Parade.
A lot of parades in New York.
Always. Too many people, too many parades. Come to New York. That's the worst slogan. That's the worst tourist commercial ever.
Brought to you by Macy's. Macy's Parade.
Macy's Day Parade. What do the big ass floats do? Can you imagine making floats?
Where do they go the rest of the year?
I don't know.
Are they warehouse?
I don't know.
Isn't there like 9 blimps in the world?
Blimps? Oh, Goodyear blimp. Are they all
there's
Goodyear?
There's like 9 blimps.
Are there other blimps besides Goodyear blimps?
A blimp.
Are there like Firestone blimps?
A blimp ain't nothing but a floating dildo.
All right. I'm into
walk
it. I'm walking with
butt
you.
Butt plug.
So she goes, we're hooking up, you know, doing the old fornication. And then she goes, should we get them?
Them?
Yeah. Well, because there's three. There's three. It's a training set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
Okay. Training set.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, guys. Normally, on board. I hate to have a shitty story. I said no.
What?
I know. Like a
was
little.
Was it the inner New York in you being like, no, fucking Brooklyn, Bronx.
No.
Spit in my ass instead.
No.
Fucking just... bing bong, bitch. Then you just punch a bellhop.
Bellhops? What a fucking name. A bellhop. Oh,
cool
fuck.
Name.
I just realized why they call them that. They go ding and the motherfucker
skip
hops to you.
Malou. Hop that to you. That could have been your hop to
you. Ya. Dude, that is a horrible name for somebody.
A bellhop?
Ding, hop to the bell?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So kids are nothing but bellhops.
Mm.
Come here, do the lawn. My kids are going to be I'm going to pay them no allowance and they're going to do all the yard work. I can't wait. Hey, Chad, the window's broken. Fix it. I don't know what the hell my kids are going to name. I'm not going to know my kids' names.
Hog bitch.
Oh, yeah. Hog bitch.
So you're doing fornication.
Yeah, because
she goes, should we get them?
And I go, no. Because here's the thing, dude. I like wasn't ready. Like
what
I
do you
wasn't
mean?
Ready, dude. I'm
ready
scared.
To have the biggest episode on stiff socks yet.
I'm scared.
Because you'll like it too much?
No, I'm just dude, the idea
the position?
Because the position's fine. The idea of something in all the way. Is troublesome in my brain.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
You're
walking through your head.
I know, but like, if... Didn't you already think about that?
Not...
Who'd you buy them for?
I didn't buy them. A fan gave them to me in the meet and greet. I told you this.
I don't know if it makes things better, but that's
yeah.
true. Okay.
Yeah, so...
It was a gift. White
it
elephant.
It was a gift. White elephant. Yeah,
that'd be brown.
And I just wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a virgin.
No,
I was,
was
a virgin,
like a...
and my boyfriend goes. It was prom night, and my boyfriend goes, "You ready?" And you've been leading up to this moment, and you're like, "Maybe I am." And then it's actually real, and you're like, "I'm not. I'm not ready
and
to get
fine.
Fucked in the ass by some rubber."
Is it rubber?
Yeah,
they're
silicone
rubber?
Or whatever it is.
It's not metal.
No. Well, some are metal, but these are like actual. Like, yeah, they're like silicone butt plugs, all different sizes. Yeah, my girlfriend's the one with the tail. Oof, so hot.
Did that go to New York with you?
It should have.
It didn't?
It didn't. We forgot it. And when I say, wait, I mean me. I forgot it. So I said no, but here's the funny thing. The reason I'm bringing the story up. Is afterwards, we're laying there, and I was like, I'm sorry I said no. I just wasn't ready. She goes, what do you mean you weren't ready? And that's... The tail, we've already used the tail. So you were like, said it sound felt better.
Yeah, the whole audience listening is like, what do you mean you're not ready?
Yeah.
Your butt plug blow.
No.
BPB.
But I am not ready. But she said, get them because she wanted it. But I thought that she wanted to put it in me.
Oh.
So she was like, yeah, I was really confused why you were so skittish. And I was like, oh.
I thought those were going to my ass.
I thought.
It ain't your birthday.
Come on. It's the, put it in. Yeah, but she, like, I laughed for 20 minutes. I was like, yeah, I would have loved to shove it in there.
That is funny.
I want to shove the remote. Yeah. Everything in there. Where's the bellhop? Join in.
Goddamn.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn. Yeah, so it's a very anticlimactic story, but I thought it was very funny because I was like, oh yeah, you don't listen to the podcast.
You just assumed it was
for
you.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I really wanted it.
Well, maybe that's...
Oh, I didn't want it, actually, sorry.
But now it's out there.
It was always out there. It was always out there.
But now it's like, maybe you guys do it at the same time. So it's like, she holds her hand through it. Because she's done it. She's an experienced. She's an experienced...
Yeah.
BPW.
I don't know, man.
Butt plug woman.
I don't know. Like, the feeling... I don't know what that feeling is.
I'm about to find out.
I'm assuming it's this feeling where you have to poop a lot. You know the feeling you have to
poop? I don't
know.
Girls love it. I feel like it puts pressure. It pushes down. I think you... Well, you know that. You've been in there.
Yeah.
You put one in, then you...
But we have the male G-spot. They don't have the G-spot in there. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know.
That is interesting.
I'll turn into Tyrese Gibson. I don't know what's going to happen.
Pretty cool. Great actor.
Dude, it would be so cool.
Yeah.
All of a sudden to be able to fucking sing cool. Have a great head. That guy's got a great head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's got a great cock and balls too. But the shape of his head's perfect. Have you ever seen his head?
Yeah.
It's like aerodynamic as shit. I just want to touch it.
That's why he's in Fast and the Furious. Aerodynamic.
True. Oh, man.
What the hell's a high value man? Every time
Tyson
I open
Gipser.
Instagram, what?
Tyson Gibson.
Well, yeah, true. But like every time I open Instagram, it's like, are you a high value man?
I don't know what it is.
What does that mean?
Do you feel like you're a high value man without
Fuck
even knowing
no.
the definition? Okay.
I'm wearing camo pants and a crop top. I'm a high value bad bitch.
You are kind of a bad bitch.
Good.
I feel like I'm a high value man. I think looking at the definition, it seems like you both are a high value man.
High value yeah. man just means you're balding. That's all I think it means. You're balding and you have access to Instagram reels.
So here's the top three. It's
Hold on, let's guess.
Okay.
I think it is successful. There's three. I think it's successful. And that's it.
I think success comes with all of these traits. It's more like personality.
Oh,
traits.
Personality.
So
what does it say on there?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's confidence is the first one. He's confident and knows what he wants.
Yep.
Emotional intelligence.
What is it?
Emotional intelligence.
We got it.
And respect. He respects others and brings out the best parts of his partner.
That's the only three things that... What do you mean? A lizard has that. Those are confident... You ever seen a confident animal? Dude, animals are just more confident in New York.
Lizards be hitting push-ups. For no goddamn
time.
Reason. Big conversation. Hey, man, how's your wife?
Animals, though, in New York are so confident, it's absolutely insane. Like, yeah. I mean, they're around people all the time, so it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you look at a New York squirrel, some little kid was trying to feed the squirrel. First of all, I don't know what... It was like a white family from Sweden or something. They were very nice. But they were
the only family in Sweden.
What's up?
Pretty much the only family in Sweden.
Oh, true. But they were giving the kid like little pieces of cheese to feed to New York City squirrels in Central Park. That squirrel
is going to... It ain't ketamine, I don't
want it. Hey, what type of fucking cheese is this? But the squirrel was having none of it.
Yeah.
And the squirrel was not moving. Like the kid was like bouncing back and forth to go give the... And the squirrel was like, I will stab you. Like it was... And the pigeons... No, the animals do not give a fuck. They will not back down. I want the confidence of a New York City squirrel. This is what I want.
Is it the confidence or the delusion? Because I don't know if they're confident or they're just cooked and they're just like, yeah, my tree is a train.
I think they just are around people so often that they're used to people not doing anything to them. So absolutely. They're like more confident.
Yeah.
But like absolutely. That's a con- dude, can you imagine being like an animal of prey, like squirrels? Who do squirrels get eaten by what? Birds?
I don't know if anybody wants them.
To eat a squirrel?
Whoa.
I'm gonna guess like hawks and stuff.
Dude, do they taste like a Nutter Butter? Because all they do is eat nuts. So if you know what I mean?
True.
They're just filled with like peanuts.
Yeah, I mean, I think they probably
checking out.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. I think they have their blood type is like peanut butter.
Yeah, planters.
Yeah. Oh yeah, plant. Well, who is that? The guy the plant, who
didn't he like retire planters?
The guy with the monocle.
Everything's been invented. Somebody like the gold rush happened, and then there was so many other gold rushes. Like motherfucker made graham crackers. Bro took peanuts, a thing that's already out there, and was like, "What if I put my name on it?" And gave him a cane and a monocle.
But what is that?
Planters.
Money. Who the hell did that?
But like, what's the next invention out there that's not like, because I feel like every invention now is like just a hybrid. It's a mixture. It's a fleshlight golf, you know, cart.
Golf cart?
Have a bad front nine, have a great back nine.
I think that's a great idea, dude. You fucking shanked into someone's house and you're like, I fucking hate golf. And you start fucking your golf cart. I think you'd play way better.
Dude, do you think post nut golf? No.
Really?
I'm teeing off with a putter and calling it a day.
I'm picking up and just throwing it into the water. Good night. No, I think you'd play better if you were like super relaxed.
Post nut golf?
The cart girls would probably love that. So they're not always getting hit on.
That's true.
Dude, you ever see damn that? Life of a cart girl's gotta suck. I mean, like, you're literally like. Like you're just trying to do your job and these guys are viewing you like you're a stripper or like a Hooters girl.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm wearing a skirt and a wedding ring. And every guy's like, hey, you got any peanuts back there? Nice and salty. You know what else is nice and... Sir.
Sir.
You're triple bogey on the first hole.
You suck. You're not a high-value man at all. But it is funny. It's like you have a few beers on a golf course and you're just yelling at a woman.
Well, it's the only woman you see for like 4 hours. And you're neglecting your family golfing, you're neglecting your wife, and then it's almost like an oasis. Like, oh, out of the distance, a hot cart girl drives up, and you're like, oh, it's everything we've ever wanted. There's never been a cart man.
I would be one. I would wear Daisy Dukes and my cock out.
How funny is it to see the cart girl, and it's just like, just some like random dude, 300 pounds, like, what up? You guys need anything? You're like, oh, I guess.
Tits!
Yeah, his work.
What the hell's that?
What are these?
Yeah, it is weird. I think the majority of men hit on women aggressively because they're around other men. And they feel true. Like you should do it.
Yeah, or if
like
you're playing golf by yourself, like, I'm all right.
100%.
Thanks.
You're like, hello, man. I would like a Michelob Light. And if you're with one of your friends, you're like, hey, bitch.
Michelob, how about you suck my...
Like, that's not even a menu, sir.
Yeah. I want to golf soon. I played recently. I'm so much better when I don't play for a while. Does that make sense?
I'm horrendous when I'm playing for a while.
Well, you're horrendous in general.
True.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting you to go with true. I wasn't expecting you to cop out on that. I was hoping you to rebuttal a little bit.
Sorry.
You should see my short game. I love average game of golf where like, I don't know if I talked about it, but when I went to the bachelor party, we all golfed and it was a 4-on-4 scramble. So fun.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
These guys are like... licking the air, feeling the wind, throwing grass in the air, like, should I club up? Should I club down? And then they just top it right into the water. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's like looking at a girl and be like, did you want 7 orgasms or 8 orgasms? And then you just come on the second pump and you're like, well.
Sorry. Yeah, you're like, oh, the wind.
Should have clubbed up. What do you think? Fucked my caddy.
What do you think the funniest thing a guy has said right before he premature ejaculated? Oh, this is the color of your pants. Like,
oh no, I'm gay.
Yeah, yeah, probably that. Or like, oh, bop, 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 and then just moonwalked out of the room. I would fake an orgasm. I would fake a seizure.
Charlie horse?
Yeah.
It'd be good. Oh, sometimes I get Charlie horses and I just finish really quick.
Yeah.
Oh, the back of your leg. Oh my, I'm so sorry.
You know what I used to do when I was a kid and I would like break a lamp or something? I would just pretend I was super injured. So I would feel like the babysitter would be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, are you okay? Smart. Are you okay? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be injured. I broke so many lamps, I'd just run around fucking being an idiot. And I would break stuff. I remember distinctly, I was like maybe seven.
That's what you do.
And I broke a lamp, and then I was like, and I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? I'm like, hey. And then they don't care about the lamp.
Right, that's smart. So if you get pre-coming about to come, go, I've been shot.
Yeah.
And then she go, oh my God, is he on the roof again?
Yeah, yeah. Is this Pennsylvania?
And then you, oh, you know how they have those like fake bullet holes they'll put on a car?
Yep.
Carry one of those around. Oh, I've been shot. And you come quick.
That's good.
And then, oh my God, you got shot so hard you came. You're like, I guess so.
Yeah. Like I used to go to war.
And then, dude, here's what you do.
Okay.
What is it about like, if you put the back of your hand on the side of a woman's face and you like, say something seductive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, I didn't mean to come quick, but sometimes our journey isn't decided by us. Amen. And you walk out.
Yeah. If you come fast and say amen.
Say God's plan. God's plan, baby.
Yeah.
Amen's funny.
Yeah.
Amen.
You go, you look at him, you go, you make a plan and God laughs. And then you just walk out the room.
Yeah. Dude, with the subtitle fonts on the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, where
did
those come from? Why is it in
black and white?
Whose music was your podcast?
Goddamn.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
Yeah, dude, that is funny. I would ride the coattails of prayers because I used to go to my buddy's house growing up and very religious, and they would say prayer. They would, first of all, they'd go around the table and say what they're thankful for, highlights of the day, lows of the days, and then they'd crank a prayer. I'm like, first of all, our chicken parm is getting cold. Can we eat?
Yeah.
How about we pray after? That's not a good take.
No, it is a good take. No, it is a good take.
But
prayers are too long. Do it while you're eating.
But yeah. But then
bless after, here's your girls. Pass me the Domino's pizza.
Yeah. Everybody would say their prayer, and then I would just little Jewish boy in the corner be like, amen. That was me just like signing my name on the group project. Amen.
That's really funny.
Amen.
Amen. Amen's amen.
And it's also like so much pressure. Amen. Yo.
Yeah.
Men. Amen.
I wish I found men woman? Attractive.
What? You wish you found men attractive? You don't?
Like I do aesthetically, but I don't want to bang them, which is sad. I wish I wanted to bang men. I think it would be...
It's all connecting.
What do you mean?
Butt plug.
Yeah.
That would have flipped the switch in your wiring.
But don't you think, like, isn't it better to want to have sex with everything? Your odds are better. Cart girl, cart guy, who gives a shit? Cart alien?
The Marshall?
The Marshall.
What the fuck? Hey,
you're
that
going
guy
too
doing?
Slow. Shut the fuck up and take my cock.
But that guy's just a driving around timer. He's hammered.
Oh,
I've damn a play out there.
I've seen so many Marshalls that are cooking hammered.
Oh yeah, he's talking to a tree. Hey, you come here often?
Pine cone's late.
I'll give you some sap.
The pine cone's late.
A Marshall is such a funny job.
Yeah.
You're just a pacemaker.
Yeah, I mean you're literally retired.
Yeah.
Like you are retired.
That's a good retired job.
It is just pretty good.
Do laps around golf cars, golf courses.
Yeah, I mean, I think is that the best job on the golf course, the ranger? Because you don't need to do anything. If you're like a pro or an assistant pro, you have to like be there super early and a fucking blah, blah, blah. You have to teach people how to do a thing. You got to sell
Isn't
golf
it called
balls.
A head shop?
Excuse me?
Isn't it called the head shop?
The head shop. No. That's a weed store.
Where do you check
it's called
in?
The pro shop.
Pro shop.
Uh-huh. Mm. The head shop's hilarious.
Head shop is weed?
The head shop,
isn't it?
Should be Amsterdam.
Did you guys see this? You could hire a golf caddy girl, and they're pretty much strippers that hold your golf bag. Is it up
there? No.
No. I mean, what's the world coming to? Just be in love with your wife. Like,
That's
what's happening?
That's a crazy take for you to have.
Or is it?
What is this? Golf Caddy Girls? This has got to be in Scottsdale. Where is this at? This website looks like it's made on clip art.
Yeah. Our sexy golf caddy girls are ready to serve you and make your golf game the hottest it's ever been.
Oh, my God.
She definitely has,
can you imagine
AirPods
having a daughter and being like, she's a cart girl. What is this? Dude, okay.
So you can buy a golf pony for $300 or for 2 hours.
And so, like, they're just there and they're like, how do I get this for comedy? Yeah. Like, I get off stage and she's like, oh, my God, that new tag's so funny.
This is
insane. Hold on. These are,
this seems like
these are just strippers, guys.
I didn't know you could buy
location
them on the
Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh, oh! What hole is that? The back nine. It's just inevitable. Like, you can't mix golf and horny because then your brain just starts going to like, you want to play with my driver? You just start saying a bunch of horny puns.
You can't.
Yeah, there's no shot.
So wait, what do they do? Are they telling you like club up or club down or like?
Sir, do you think they're giving you fucking golf advice? You think they're reading your butts?
Hopefully.
These women, but what they can't even read.
Oh, no. But what are they doing? Call the book. Should we call? Hey.
Yeah, we should call.
Hey, I'm on a mini putt course with my son. Wait, does it say what they do?
Please.
No, it pretty much says they just hang out with you. This is a different option.
Does this have anything to do with golf? Or I guess the top.
It has nothing to do with golf.
And they take photos with them after? Oh, it's good for a bachelor party. I can see that.
It actually is a good idea for a bachelor party.
No, dude, they're in a hot tub. They're not golfing. They're,
yeah, it doesn't seem
like
golfing.
Honey, I thought it was my caddy. Oh, whoa, there's more. Karaoke girls?
Karaoke girls.
Oh, dude, I've heard of this. My friend, I just found out, he was like a bachelor party guy. Like, girls would have bachelorette parties, and him and like three of his friends would like go and just party with them. They just had like ambient dicks. Great title.
Ambient dicks?
Ambient.
Oh, ambient dicks.
Yeah, like you ever go to a nice restaurant and you see a guy and there's like 10 chicks there?
Yeah.
Those women are getting paid to be there. They're not.
Yeah.
You see that guy, you're like, whoa, 10 hoes? These bitches don't know his name?
No.
Sorry to use bitch like that. I'm sorry. These hoes don't know this. But it's like, in my stupid brain, I'm like, whoa, that guy got 10 women. He's so cool.
You know how annoying it would be to go to dinner with 10 women and they're all like,
so I'll have the jalapeno.
Oh my fuck. 10? 10. 10? 10 different fucking orders. And you gotta, and then at the end, they all go to the bathroom, so you have to pay for it? The fuck?
You make eye contact before you reach for your wallet? Yeah. Anyone?
I go to the bathroom first.
Yeah, that's
good. We're all in the bathroom.
Dine and dash?
Yep.
So what thing would you buy a girl for? And like a bunch of girls.
Road trip?
That isn't. Yeah, okay, that's a great idea.
Hold on, say this again?
Yeah. What would you, what's a good activity you could hire these women for?
A walk in the park.
Just 10
girls walk in the park.
I would do like when I got an errands day. I had an errands day the other day. Got to return some shit. You got to put air in the tires.
Yeah.
It'd be nice, but man, this fucking parking lot. Oh, hold up. You
know? Yeah. I think it would be
tedious
nice.
Task.
I think it would be really cool.
Orthodontist.
If I needed to like paint my house. And she's like, so what's up? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Grab this brush. You start on the windowsills.
I think you just need a task rabbit.
Yeah.
What would you do, Jack?
I really liked road trip. Maybe like shoot basketballs, get my rebounds, cheer for me.
Yeah, I would use them for like actual workers. A road trip with 10 women?
I have to pee.
Dude, but I'm the guy, I have to pee so much on a road trip, I'd be like, thank
God. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
I'll be peeing.
What is that?
I don't know.
Small pee hole?
No, the bladder.
Oh.
Small bladder. Let me upgrade.
Do you have to pee a lot when you're wearing shorts? Hear my point out in 3 seconds.
That's crazy.
Because there's more airflow?
No. Sometimes when I'm wearing pants and I wear a belt on all my pants, sometimes I put the belt too tight and it presses on my bladder and makes me pee, makes me feel like I have to pee more often. But when I'm wearing shorts, I don't generally wear a belt, so I have to pee way less. So I'm asking you, maybe your belt's too tight.
Could be.
Okay.
Could be.
When you guys have to pee, does your penis get smaller?
Does it get smaller?
Mine gets cold. Small.
If it's cold. My penis is generally small.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
I agree with that.
But. What?
Yeah, I don't know. When I have to pee, my shrinks.
Are you on Adderall or something?
No, I just.
This sounds like that cop out we were talking about earlier, right before you come. I'm like, I've been shot. You're like, girl sees your penis for the first time. I'm like, I have to pee.
Yeah, your penis is small. Yeah.
What is that? Why did God make men have different sized penises?
It's bullshit.
What the hell is that about?
I mean,
what the hell is that about?
I don't like communism except when it comes to my cocks.
You are a communist cock ruler.
Yeah.
If a girl is like, that's small, you're like, behead her.
Yeah.
Or head.
No, behead. Yeah. I mean,
but why?
I don't know.
You're like, oh, we want equality in the world. Okay, well, first of all, let's start with me not having the same size penis as everybody.
You know? Don't like it.
Equality. Oh.
But like, why? How come genes, like, you pass down? Like, why is that a thing? Like, why are
doctors ever been like, oh, you got your dad's dick?
For sure. Like an older dad, like an older doctor that was a pediatrician for your dad and you?
It's a really funny bit.
I need to, do you think you're a bigger dick than your dad?
No.
Really?
I have like one vivid memory.
Say it slow.
In a shed. No, I remember being in a shower one day and I looked up and I was like, oh, that's.
Yeah, but you looked up. I mean, any dick when you're seven.
Yeah, but like, I honestly think if I like put my iPhone on the ground and looked up, I'd be like, meh. Really? I feel like I have the statue dick.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? You ever seen the statue museum?
No, no, you got like, a bigger dick. Dude, I made a
none of those guys are packing.
Oh. Huh?
None of those guys are packing.
None of them. But that was on purpose.
Was it?
Yeah, something about in the back in the day, there was like, it was like lewd almost to have like a big cock.
See, all these are written by people with small dicks.
Of course.
They're like, yeah, you got big dick, poor.
100%.
What?
Dude, it's just like back in the day when I was like, oh, fat is in. It's like, no, you're just fat and you're the king.
Well, you know how they...
Like dad bods. Like, oh, dad bods are hot. No, they're not. Leo High has a dad bod and he just fucking tweets one person and all of a sudden it's hot.
Yeah.
It's like, just go to the fucking gym, you fat bitch. Not women. I'm saying men. Dad bods.
Great clip. But you know how back in the day you could accuse somebody of being a witch? Like, imagine a girl... Like, just be like, yeah, that guy's a sorcerer. He's just got a big dick. He's a sorcerer. I couldn't walk the next day. He's got powers.
Well, that's what I would do if I was a king and I had a small dick. I'd be like, any dude with a big dick, witch.
I think all people have power, small penises.
Yeah, that's why they got to power. Yeah. Do you think a guy with a big cock got the power? No, he's too busy fucking.
Like, do you think there's ever been a, you ever think there's been a president who's like hung, like packing?
No. Bill Clinton probably is smacked out.
You think?
Yeah.
I've never thought about a president's dick until right this second.
Obama's got a massive hog.
Well.
Goddamn.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn. But, okay. Minus Obama, who do you think has the biggest penis out of every president?
In my brain, there's like four presidents.
Who's a president that had the wheelchair? Because maybe he got a wheelchair because his cock was too big. And not because he had polio.
Wheelchair? Who's in a wheelchair?
I think it was FDR.
FDR. Fat dick rider.
Two boat jokes at work. He was in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Wheelchair.
I'm trying to go through this list of every notable presidential dick through history, but it's a lot of information and they don't really like to give.
Can you just pull up a photo of like the last, how many presidents there been? 50?
This is a good.
54?
How many presidents have there been?
56. 55. We're on 55. What are they called?
We are. We are 55. Huh?
The only reason I know is because like people would call Trump by his number. They'd be like, oh, we missed 54.
Yeah. It's 54 is not my president. What?
It's 46.
46?
Yes.
46?
That's what they're at?
Yep.
That's too many presidents.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
Not all.
Well, actually it does.
Like, 46 like, times four like, and then imagine, some of them ran longer.
Yeah. But think about this. Imagine a company, America, has had 46 different CEOs. Kind of a lot.
Yeah,
why don't we just stick with one person that we like? Or is that...
Oh, that's dictatorship. That's literally how we lose this country. Why don't we just stick with one? Because I don't want to eat fucking rice and peanut butter the rest of my life.
Yeah, but like, you know, when you're...
If it was communism, what do you think your job would be?
Oh, God. I'd be making shoelaces.
Yeah. I'd be making the tips of them. Like, that's it.
But
I have no skills. Isn't that... You ever think about that? But the only skills I have is what I'm doing right now. If I had to do something else, it would be a nightmare.
You have skills. You were good in a restaurant.
I guess. No, I was.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was I thinking? What
the fuck was I thinking? Communism. What would your job be?
Oh, but the only reason that I was saying that is like, it's so annoying to train somebody for a job.
Yeah.
And that, like, an internship on paper makes zero fucking sense. Oh, I'm going to train some kid for 3 months so he can just leave and never come back. Well, the goal is for them to get hired after. But
yeah.
It's you train some college kid who's fucking geeked up on jungle juice and half a perk. And you're like, this is a spreadsheet. And he's like, yeah, cool. There's a hamster running my brain right now.
Good spreadsheet. How do I spread cheeks?
Hey. And then he's just gone. So you have to keep training. But that's why it's good when maybe a vice president runs, because they're like, hey, I saw the guy do it.
You think a vice president does anything? If I was a vice president, I'd be doing fucking coke off the goddamn eagle of the Oval Office.
Dude, the vice president ain't nothing but a second string quarterback.
100%. And how do those work out?
Banging your wife.
True. Has a, yo,
that's
a
what
VP
I want.
Ever DP'd a president?
A vice president banging the president's wife would be so cool.
That's Matthew Stafford type shit.
Yes.
Yes. That is kind of sick. But if I was VP, I wouldn't do anything. What does a VP do?
Riffs, hangs out, moral support.
Are they the head of anything?
Well, you're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know but what's happening.
Dude, it's like your sidekick. You wanna run it past somebody. You got a question, and then you want somebody to look, does this look okay? Does this look right?
The way that I've seen like TV shows like give it to us is like the VP almost has like a completely separate cabinet. Like they're a separate thing from the president. Mm-hmm. So it's like the president has its own thing, the VP has its own thing. So I don't think they ever collab.
Oh, that's
you know?
Saying. Yeah.
Like when the president has like it runs by ideas, it's never by the VP.
Like offensive lineman and defensive lineman.
Yeah, they're
both working toward the same goal, but they're separate.
Correct.
Teams. Wow.
Yeah. This I don't know. So
that sounds about right, yeah.
When I watched the West Wing, that's how it was shown to us.
Hmm.
Yeah.
This is
Can you
funny.
Name the president's cabinet? Like, what are the four positions in the president's cabinet? I don't even know if it's four. I think
Senator.
It's four. All right, keep going.
I have no idea.
Nothing else?
Legislature. Wait, can you? Treasure.
There's so many.
No, they have like the four main ones, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess the four main ones.
Yeah, there's like a four main ones.
What are the four main?
His like... Right hand man, I want to say Speaker of the House, but that's wrong.
Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House is kind of sick.
I would put that in my Hinge bio.
Yeah.
Speaker of the House.
Dude, you know how much like political pussy you get if you live in DC?
PP.
But I think if you come here, no one gives a shit.
What's that?
I think if you come here and you're like used to be a congressman, do people care?
No.
When you used to be a congressman, what do you do when you're done? You just go back to working for Pfizer?
You do Bluetooth ads in a podcast basement somewhere? I don't know.
This is a funny quote from John F. Kennedy. It says, I suppose if I win, my poon days are over.
Great.
Honestly, put that on his tombstone.
My poon days
right
are
next
over.
To Dex, that, Texas
I mean,
sucks.
Isn't that, but that's beautiful. Every guy struggles with like, hey, got to throw in the towel. It's like, oh, wow. I guess the whole United States is looking at me. Guess I got to stop banging escorts.
You know what's funny is he didn't. His poon days weren't over. His poon days just started.
He was piping into the presidency?
Sir!
JFK?
He had Marilyn Monroe pop out of the cake.
Yeah, why aren't more celebrities banging presidents?
They are.
Yeah, but like for fun. Like I want to see like Biden at Barney's with like a bad bitch.
That's a lot of bees.
Barney's at Biden with bad bitches.
Well, Biden's not alive anymore is the main problem.
Yeah.
Is he alive? Do we think he's alive?
Oh, maybe this is good. Because if you can't get it up, you probably make way better decisions. Because if you can get it up, you're like, somebody's like, sir, what do we do with Russia? And he's like, I'm so horned up right
now. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But if you can't get it up anymore, then like you don't care about anything. So then I think you're more like predisposed to just being like, what do we do with Russia? Nuke them.
Oh,
I haven't come in a year and a half.
If you can't get hard, do you lose the desire of horniness, yeah, or does a horniness stay but the dick can't execute?
No, I think you lose horniness first, then the dick can't. Well, it depends on
everyone. Oh, it's but, probably a that's what causes it. You lose horniness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a lot. I think
I want VD's a white a flag. I'm going to hold a white flag like when my dick's done. Like, I surrender.
That's pretty good. Ooh. That's pretty good. But I think you. I think as you get older, you just lose testosterone, so you lose horniness. So the idea of fucking is like, you're like, all right.
That's
which crazy. Which I think is probably pretty good for a president, but a counterpoint that I just made is like, do you want a president that's not horny? Because I think horniness is a big motivator. So like, if you don't have any motivation, mm-hmm, you're like, well, we should do the Ukraine. It's like, I don't give a fuck.
Why don't we have a bad bitch in office with like a rat?
Kalima! What's her name? Kalima?
What did you
say? Kalima. No, don't, no one correct
you're
me.
Like me. No.
Kamala. Kamala. I'm saying like, that's not a joke. I couldn't get it. Kamala.
Like, why don't we have Kate Upton or Lindsay Palace out here just being like, I mean, okay, here we are. Fucking hot chick run for president. VP tapped in. So VP's on there like, all right, you know, go to the Netherlands. I don't know what they have to offer, but they'll probably a lot.
Right.
But walk over and be like, oh, hey boys, like, heard you guys like wanted to like give us all your land. And she's like rubbing like cart girl energy.
Okay.
Put a cart girl in for the president. And then they like kind of riz up the other dictators, you know? And then last second they get them a sign, and then you go, psych, horny. and then we...
You just look at Putin and be like, you're horny?
Yes.
Okay.
Bro, think about like what people do when horniness attacks. I mean, they'll go through like 19 paywalls on OnlyFans just to see half an areola. Yeah. You're telling me Putin wouldn't be like, okay, let me, all right, yeah. We'll auction off this part of the land.
Didn't they do that? Didn't like the FBI or someone send in like
Carl's Vixens? Jr. did it with ads and it did really well.
I mean, can you imagine? Like literally.
Carl's Jr. was horned up.
I mean.
Who was pitching that? We needed some more burgers. And the one guy in the back is like, tits. Ralph. I mean, well, not bad.
Most people do that in fucking ads. Like most people.
I do
like,
that for thumbnails.
Yeah, yeah.
That's YouTube.
Most people are like, what should we do? And some guy in the back goes, tits. And they go, we already did that last year. Like, sex sells, daddy.
Sex sells.
But didn't they already do that? Can someone look this up?
What's the funniest thing they've ever probably used, like, sex sell for? Like, M&M's?
Milk.
M&M's.
M&M, that green bitch would get it.
Get it.
I mean, take all those white boots. Let me see them feet, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You'd like to suck on M&M? Suck on M?
Suck on M. I'm pretty sure the Vixen, like, the either Russia or America, someone used to send, like, hot. Like, their spies used to be hot.
Yeah, my VP would be, she would at least have to have a spicy link or two.
You think so?
And maybe a Hubi account.
I mean, at some point, everyone in the government is going to have a nude out in the world. There is going to be a president that is a woman right now that's 18... They just started OnlyFans because they don't have enough money to get through fucking Georgetown Law School. And then they're going to become a Congress. Like,
oh, yeah.
Is there a person in the political office right now that used to have an OnlyFans? Because probably yes.
Isn't Ivanka's Tetons, aren't they out there?
Yeah.
Why are we not talking about that?
That's true.
They're out there. Jack, you know what to do.
Yep.
Pull up your wallpaper.
Also have an interesting fact that Gerald Ford and...
the car?
Yeah, no, the president. And
who
was
first?
The car. But they both received a blowjob from the same German spy.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah, dude. Yeah,
what a great spy.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, seriously, fuck a waterboard. Suck my dick.
She's like wearing a wire. The guys in the car all just
and they goes, what is she doing? Getting the fucking truth. That's what she's doing.
Right before you nut. Tell me where you hit everybody. What's a funny bone? I just hit mine. I like hit it on the corner. I was like, ugh.
But it's funny because it's not funny.
Yeah, but there's funny bone comedy clubs.
It should be owie bone.
Owie owie bone?
It hurts like fuck. Nothing funny about it.
Do you censor yourself when you stub your toe? Do you go, or do you just let it rip?
I let it rip.
There you go.
Especially if my young niece and nephew are around.
Do you curse in front of them?
No, absolutely not.
God damn.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
God damn.
So it wasn't Ivanka Trump, it was Melania Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's wife.
Melania.
Who's Ivanka Trump?
Her daughter. His daughter, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Keep scrolling. Zoom in.
Yeah, I mean, she just got model pictures. Not really.
Oh, I thought she had the Grand Tetons out.
I think.
I mean, that pretty much is, no?
Well, it's up there. Holy. Quick zoom from Jack, the producer.
Yeah.
Dude, zooming in on something is so funny.
It is.
Give it to me in higher definition.
Naked Supermodel Special?
Special.
So she was a model.
Yeah.
Can you imagine coming over from another, from Kazakhstan or wherever she's from? and becoming.
Dude, there's going to be, like you said.
And becoming a model.
Absolutely. And the VP in 12 years is going to have an OF.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry for making fucking bags and spending that money towards my campaign.
Yeah. Yeah.
Campaigns are so funny. You go to a city just to fire people up. But the people that's, but nobody's on the fence when they go to a campaign. You go there because you like that person.
Yeah, you're on board.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you're just playing your home court audience.
You know what's so funny is when they're like, oh, the presidency only has 35 million. Shut the fuck up.
Oh.
35 million is their napkin budget.
But isn't that funny? That's like... That's like going to a comedy club in, let's call it Delaware,
okay,
to convince people in Delaware that you're funny, but it's only your fans showing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't need to do it.
Like nobody's going to a Kamala or Trump rally being like, I don't know who I'm.
I don't.
Or
know.
Do they go to
you,
both?
You
they
go
play
to
the
a
field?
Debate to be like, I don't know who, but maybe there's someone like on the fence, like, let me hear what this person has to say.
Yeah, but have you ever looked in the crowds?
Yeah,
they know what they want.
Yeah,
it's like tattooed on their foreheads.
Yeah, but it's like someone going to see you, one of your guys' shows. They just want to
solidify
be a part
it.
Of it. Yeah.
Okay.
But to his point, it's like a rally. But what are you actually? I guess you're just firing up your family.
They're not even putting out clips from that.
They should.
Yeah, but like, it's so weird to be like, I'm going to this city in Ohio, who is very much a red or a blue state, or to go campaign.
I think it's no different than your tours.
First of all, fuck you. Second of all, I get it.
That's true. Yeah. But I think if you go and you fire up like 5,000 people.
Yeah, but he's not working on a new 45. He's not working jokes out to try the debate. That's what I would like to see.
Yeah.
You know how big comedians will do? They'll run their monologue like at the improv before the Grammys.
Yep. Awesome. Yep.
They should do like fake debate questions live.
Because then
that would fire me up if I'm like on the fence. You know, I'm like, okay, let me see what he has to say. Let me see what she has to say.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, that was fire. Because then you see him workshop it.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if a rally would make me. I think you do the rally, you get it on fucking CNN or Fox or whatever, and it's just to like build
you're
word of mouth.
Buzz, yeah.
Yeah, you're just creating buzz.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth is crazy. That was my uncle's name.
Word of mouth. Oh, no.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. Would you ever run for president?
No.
Never in my life.
Because if you just... Oh, yeah,
dude,
just,
the fact that someone runs for president is crazy.
Well, it's crazy that you do it, and when you lose, you're just like back to living, like you're just chilling. Because, well, you either just stay in politics or you go to mayor or something like that, but it is crazy to just go back to your family and be like, that was crazy. All right, guys, I got to go to my shift at Foot Locker.
Yeah, what do you do? You know what's kind of cool? Is when after you're a president, you still have Secret Service.
Really?
Yeah.
Forever?
Yeah. They give you Secret Service to walk around. That would be my caddy. Hold this. Put that gun down and hold this fucking bag.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Well, I mean, if you run and you do well, and even if you lose, it's almost like the Bachelor, Bachelorette. Like, everybody still loves you. Bernie's, people love Bernie. He could do MSG tonight.
Oh, too old.
He was just on Theo Von's podcast. He's out here.
Bernie.
Bernie Sanders on Theo Von's podcast as of today.
For real?
Yeah, I haven't listened to it.
What does Bernie have to say? How old is Bernie?
He probably has cool stories.
No. I know very entertaining.
But in the sense of like you run and then people are just like, oh man, I'd love to hear your take on what's it like running. What do you know? Because you see the insides, the outsides.
Dude, my man.
So they do media and shit.
Dude, my man. Who's the basic income guys? Global basic income?
Oh, Andrew Yang.
Andrew Yang's doing fucking comedy clubs now.
Yeah.
Bro.
So it gives you exposure to the world.
He's doing the funny bone?
Yeah. Bro, do that. Get your clout up and then you just turn into Gypsy Rose and you just start touring. She got knocked up with, she got a man. She went back to her old man. She left the guy who wrote to her in prison and then is back with her ex. Not the ex.
She has an ex?
Yeah.
The leaked murder photos came out.
Of what?
Crazy, of the guy killing the mother.
She took pictures?
Well, like the police? The cops did, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they
it's
out
pretty
there?
Crazy.
Can I see? Or is it too? I haven't even.
It's too much for the, it's too much for, but yeah.
Well, I wouldn't show it to the podcast, but I'm curious.
Yeah. What comedian do you think could be president if they ran?
Kevin Hart.
Joe Rogan.
That's a great matchup right there.
That's the best one, yeah. But I like legit. I mean, Joe Rogan could for real win.
Yeah.
Like if he ran right now,
he would be the mayor of Austin in one episode.
Yeah.
One swipe up. Hey guys, this ad is brought to you by me running for senator.
Dude, he was doing a massive Netflix live event. I don't even think he posted about it. I listened to his podcast. He goes, "Yeah, Netflix wants me to tell you guys about. I don't even know the date. It's like December. Whatever.
Crazy." Crazy. You're just a level of fame where your name just word of mouth.
Does it.
Well, also, it's on like the landing page every time you open it. It's like this Saturday.
Yeah.
This Saturday. You do anything else fun in New York besides get a butt plug in your ass?
I didn't get one.
Yeah. Are you going to? Are you going to make up for it next birthday?
Dude, birthday? I fucking have to, man. I'm like so sick. I'm like literally sad at myself. Because it's like, dude.
Well, it's hard to make the decision in horny hours. Actually,
I feel like it's kind of easier. But you know what it led me to believe or led me to know about myself is like I talk all this shit on the podcast. I'm interested, blah, blah, blah. When it got down to the nitty gritty, dude, I was really scared.
How big was it?
It's a trainer one, so it's pretty small.
Like, what's the circumference at its biggest?
Probably like, probably like that. So it's not like big.
That's fun.
Dude, but something in there, bro, that's a different level.
Would you ever do it? On your own, just to see.
I think I would rather do it on my own, just to see what's up. It's like learning how to ride a bike. It's like, I don't want to do it in front of my friends. I don't want to fall a bunch. Let me figure it out on the fucking driveway.
For moral support.
Are they? Your friends make fun of you? You're like, you're 19. You know my girl can't ride a bike? Did I tell you?
Dude, I know, yeah. The girl I dated for a long time can ride a bike. It's just rich people shit. You want me to do what? On a bike? What am I, a paper boy?
Yeah.
Here's a Bugatti. I'm 12. Vroom, vroom.
Yeah. Sebastian, teach me how to do it.
Isn't that crazy? I'd watch on like MTV back in the day, like Cribs or whatever. And it'd be like some celebrity's like 14. It'd be like, ha, this is my G-Wagon. Can't drive it yet, but I still got it. Why?
In 11 years, you're going to be addicted to fentanyl. Dude, if you have all your dreams come true at 12, where do you go from there?
Drugs.
You have Congress. To do drugs.
Congress.
I guess, man. Like, I
it's
don't know,
so
man.
It's funny to be like that rich where you're like, I need 12 cars. Well, you're 12. All right.
Yeah, all
I
the
just
time.
Want to look at them.
Remember Little Romeo, the rapper?
Yeah.
He was 9. He had a car. For what? So you can eat your fucking, you make Legos in there?
Do mukbangs in the car? Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty cool.
It is cool.
It's
sad.
Dude, yeah. People with like multiple cars, it like blows my mind. I'm like, but you only need one.
Yeah,
but you only go to here to there.
If you have multiple cars, if you have over 3 cars, you're sad. You're a sad person. Because you just go out there and you just say, oh man, I'm sad. I need, what is it called? Like when you buy something when you're sad? Some therapy?
Retail therapy?
Retail therapy. Yes.
That shit's real.
I know it's real.
That shit is real.
Does it do it for you? It doesn't really do it for me. I just feel bad about myself. I buy something, I feel bad about myself instantly.
It depends what I'm buying. If it's like a pair of pants, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. But like, actually something expensive, I'm like, oh, this isn't.
So dumb.
Well, my retail therapy is geared towards career. Like, I'll be like, oh, I need a new camera.
Yeah,
I need
that's a new laptop. Fun. Yeah.
I like buying that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's an investment.
But when I'm like at a mall, I walk past like a Gucci store or Dior, and there's some guy in a suit staring at me like, I don't, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I don't need this.
I don't care.
Stupid idiot.
I don't care. And we went to like an outlet. Where the, oh, we were at the Morongo Casino, whatever, weeks ago. And there's a like a
really, I know the outlet. Yeah, on the way there.
Yeah, the outlet. Yeah. It has all those, all the fucking stores.
Yeah.
We're like walking around. And it's a good idea, like, if you love that type of stuff. But I was like, who, I, what
designer
is this?
Designer does nothing for me.
Nothing.
It's crazy.
Nothing.
I would rather, like, a maybe jewelry or a watch or something like that. But, like, a t-shirt that says Gucci on it?
Who gives a frick?
I'm going to spill a Frosty on it in 4 minutes.
Dude, I was walking around New York. I saw a t-shirt for $190.
And that's cheap for the fashion. Like, Versace t-shirts are literally $100.
For a t-shirt?
Just so people know you vape.
I need...
What t-shirt was it?
I don't even remember.
In my head, I have a cap. I'm like, I'm not spending more than blank on a t-shirt, blank on the shoes, blank on jeans.
I hate all of it. I hate all of it.
Yeah.
I don't, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? I know I always go to this every podcast, but what's happening? Mm-hmm. like, ultimately, what are we doing? Not on this podcast. But like, what are we doing?
Everybody's
what is the point of any of this?
Everybody's just going one step at a time. Like, I guess this is the right path.
But like, Jack, are you happy?
No.
What? You just got a raise, you motherfucker. You better
that's
be
happy. Thing. But that, yeah, it's not about money though. It's just,
I know. John, are you happy?
I'm pretty happy right now.
You seem happy, dude.
But Jack, are you really not happy?
Oh, I was just kidding.
Well, because Philly fucking sucks. Their sports are trash. The Dodgers wiped your ass. Did they win the next game the next night?
Yeah, they won the other two games.
Philly did or Philly. Dodgers? Oh, okay.
What was I going to say?
Oh, I just want to hear this. Can I? Are you, because John, you seem like a genuinely happy dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
What's the secret to that? You just wake up, you're like, I'm fulfilled?
Yeah, I have a family, I have
See,
two kids.
That's what it is.
Yeah, family, dude, that's what it is, man. Yeah.
Well, you stop caring about just stupid things, and then you come home to your kids, and they idolize you.
Yeah, but then you hate them at the same time. Dad, stop knocking the door. I'm trying to jerk off to the pictures of my cousin.
We're in the last 10 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting into cousin talk. Dude, imagine if we had sock talk and cousin talk.
I'm down.
And if we just pull up photos of your extended cousins and if he'd pipe or not.
I would.
Cousin talk.
Second cousins in. All right. But I think, no, but that is what it is.
You just got to find what
like
makes you happy.
You have to have a family.
For
though.
Some people, shopping makes them happy. For other people's, pottery makes them happy. For
I did pottery.
Oh, welcome.
No, huh? Oh, I didn't do that one, but I'm down to try that one. But
because I told you about it?
No, I didn't. Yes. I didn't do that one.
Right, but the thought of pottery was like, oh man, I should do that.
Oh, maybe. But my
maybe.
No, I'm just
fuck you.
Oh, okay.
I did pottery. And I told him, like, dude, it's so fun. You got to do it. And then you did it after, and you're saying I had zero influence on you.
No, because I didn't book it.
But did. Did she know that I did pottery?
No.
I'm sick of it. Where'd you do it?
We just...
In New York?
Someplace in New York, like an art something, whatever. But like we got to pick out the pottery. We didn't make the pottery. We got to pick the pottery out.
You just paint it?
I know. Yours sounds way better.
You got to do it where you like build it. It's fun.
I know. Because
you have more like equity in it. Like,
yeah. Oh, no,
I can build
for real.
This shit.
Yeah.
You just painted it?
We just painted it. Dude, I was kind of sick because I wanted to like paint it all this kind of green. I got a mug and I wanted to paint it all green. And then I wanted to have this like the splatter effect, like graffiti splatter effect. Yeah. And I didn't know how to do it. So I looked it up. I felt so cool. I looked it up on YouTube, how to fucking splatter paint. Now splattering paint, it looks fucking sick.
You have a photo of the cup?
Yeah.
I want to see. Pottery's sick. I'm in.
I love pottery.
I want to do it. I want to be a pottery guy. Pottery Barn.
Where is that? Is Pottery Barn still here?
I don't know. All those places in my head are the same. Pier 1, Bed Bath & Beyond. Oh, hold up.
Yeah.
Oh, that is sick.
Thank you.
And then they like glazed it or no?
Yeah, well, they're cooking it right now.
Cooking it.
I'm told them to put it on 375 medium rare, bitch.
Put it in the air fryer. That is cool.
Thank you.
Dude, I was there and I was getting inspired by other people's pottery. And I saw these like really cool like they were like low, like but like wide coffee cups. I'm like, dude, imagine ripping a coffee with that. Something about homemade. Like it was like low, but wide.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All white with a black trim. I was like, dude, I want to make that.
You just made a.
I used to do a class where you make one thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to make my own espresso cups. Like little ones.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Do it.
Dude, maybe that's like we're
that's
getting
happiness.
On. Yeah. You make stuff with your hands. I would just make my, I just constantly just cum. Make my, my cock come with my hands.
And you're just too good at it.
I am.
You've been playing the same level so for so good. Long.
No, dude, I am like, I'm telling you, I'm like an expert. I can make myself come in under 10 seconds.
No. Start to finish?
Sure.
Start to finish.
Yes.
From soft to out.
Yeah. I used to jerk off in my closet. Like a ninja.
Like a ding-dong dick?
Yeah. But I was so good at it. I'm so good at it. But I want to get that level of good at like pottery or something.
Yeah. Well, but to sum all this up, that is your happiness. What are we doing? Blah, 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 blah. Some people love buying shit. Some people love pottery. Some people love getting pegged and stepped on in the New York City subways.
I think there's a part of happiness where you need to just get consistently try to get better at something. That's why I think like
you
golf
run the same levels
like
in the same
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's why kids are nice because they're currently evolved. They're always evolving. You're like, oh my God, you're in middle school. Oh, you learned this. Oh, you learned that. So it's not like one note. If your kids say three forever, you'd be like, man, shut the fuck up and learn how to talk.
100%.
Gaga? Still?
That's all you got?
So
Milky, please.
Milky, please. You're 19, you dumb bitch.
So as a parent, I would imagine that's the part that you like. You're watching it grow. That's your sunflower. Do I water this kid today?
You should. It's very thirsty. But I think you also have something like you're like building towards that. You're like, what's all this for? It's like, oh, for them. Like
I want a better future for my child.
Yeah, I mean, that's
well,
a
you know,
real
some
thing.
People are like, my child's not going to have to work a day in his life. It's like, well, he should. Because people who don't work don't get into good things. Rehab, quickly, 19.
Hunter Biden.
Yeah, if I'm racked out, I don't want my kid to know.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. You know why? You're selfish fuck. It's not your money.
There we go. Here's
a
mic.
My room. Your room? Your room.
You know how many clips I had to put out?
Yeah. Interesting that it's your room. You have a race car bed because dad talks about come for an hour and 10 minutes in fucking Iowa.
Put on the roller skates and the Heelys. You're the Roomba now. Here's the toothbrush.
100%.
I'm naming my son Roomba.
You should.
Roomba Wallace.
That's honestly not bad.
Roomba. Roomba and he's going to clean the ground on tech decks going, da-da.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the thing about like, I was literally just yelling, like my girlfriend and I were talking about it. I was like, bro, listen, like if we have kids, they're not going to just get money. Like fucking allowance. If you have an allowance, you're working for your allowance.
But dude, imagine.
Now you do the lawn.
But now I feel, not to sound like a boomer, I feel like now kids are going to be like, according to HR, I should get a raise by now.
According to HR, I throw you in a well. My kids, like the moment that my kid thinks that like what I have is what we have, hey, go fuck yourself. So you contributed nothing. I came in your mom 9 years ago. Now you exist and you think you can just have a room?
You think you can have
bitch,
a Pop-Tart?
You think you could fucking close the door? You think you can lock the door? Interesting. You're not locking your door. You're locking my door, you idiot fuck.
But you were that kid when you were nine, like, oh, why can't I lock the door? And now you're barricading yourself against the door with your back turned on it like you're hiding and you're just jerking yourself.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I had that whole bit. My dad would take the door off, which has got to be such a freeing moment. Oh, you're going to tell me to fuck off? Oh, this is your house? Cool. Nice door, dumbass.
Yeah. This is what I'm doing with my
I'm going to take his bed away.
That's what I was just going
to
say.
Or I'm going to make it vertical. You have to sleep like a vampire.
100%. I'm in with all of this.
Yeah.
Now you have no clothes. Now what are we going to do? Interesting. I'm going to drive you to school. You're going to school.
Dude, you got to be. That's got to be so much like mind control. You're like, dude, I can do anything.
What do you mean?
You're like, I'm taking away your left shoes for now on.
Yeah.
Door gone.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Waterboard.
Throw a pipe on it.
I don't give a shit. My kid, the moment, are you kidding? I'm going to wear a fucking
a flashbang?
I mean.
Buddy. Wake him up at 7 a.m. He's still asleep at 7:15, late for school.
I'm going to play taps with a fucking trumpet. Wake up. There's a leaf on the ground. Pick it up.
Yeah, I feel like when you're a parent, you just get tunnel vision. Like, you ever see a parent so stressed out in an airplane? Like, they have no idea what's going on in reality.
Yeah.
Her nipples are out. She's like, oh, yeah. Kevin! Did you bring the Cheerios? And the whole everyone's watching. And they're just so locked in on just their family, which is like, dude, you have to be.
Those husbands, those moms, I feel bad for all of them. They're just like, they don't like their lives. So, but that's the problem. It's like when we talk to John, and John's like, the secret of happiness is having a family, and then I see people with
families. The secret of happiness is having a family, but not traveling with them.
You can't travel.
Airplane with these.
I will take this plane to the ground. I mean, I can't. I mean, you just seeing a mom hold like a kid in a diaper bag. You know what's crazy? Is you have a family, you have two new babies, and then you have a dog. You're just adding something else you got to take care of?
Well, I have friends that quickly out of high school got married, got a dog, got kids. I'm like, you just wanted to go hard mode immediately? No foreplay into a family?
I mean, get a bird.
They might be doing it right, though, because when they're like 50, their kids are like, you know, 30, 40.
Oh, great. So I can have so much free time with my blown out back.
I know, dude. That's the problem. I used to have the bit that never worked. That I was like, people were like, youth is wasted on the young. And I'm like, yeah, wealth is wasted on the old.
Right.
What the fuck are you going to do? You have like half a cock left. And you have a Ferrari. Congrats. Yeah. You ever seen a dude that's like 73 in a Ferrari? It's like, what's happening? You're driving that to the colonoscopy that your doctor's about to tell you they have 19 fucking hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Cool life. You have a yacht. You can't see out of one eye. You have cataracts on your dick.
I don't know, because then you get to that point where you retire and you have money. But even my parents, I have no idea how much money they have in their bank account, but they...
$312,000.
Good.
Great.
But they keep talking about moving, and they want to move, and they both are like, we both want to move. We want to move. And they're like, yeah, but then you got to spend money. I'm like, what? Okay. I don't know how much money is in your account right now. If I knew, then I would be like, don't move. I get a better will. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You could leave me with $12, and I'm like, I guess that's what they're working with.
Isn't it funny? I have no idea what my mom's salary is. None. I couldn't even guess. Isn't that weird? You know what's crazy, though? With athletes, everyone
public
knows. That's awful.
How funny would that be? Your mom gets like drafted to HR and they're like,
yeah,
signed a 4-year contract at this rate.
You should.
If it was public for everything?
If everyone's salary was public, it would be crazy.
Be a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
There was something I was watching on Netflix the other night, and I watched for like 10 minutes before I fell asleep, but it's called like The Influencer, and they all have, it's literally Mr. Beast, like a Black Mirror thing. They all have a necklace and it has in like LEDs their following count. Anybody seen this?
Wow. No, but I want to see it.
If you see them without it, you're like, okay, there's a bunch of influencers. You start guessing like how many people. But then like somebody walks in, they have like 500,000. Like, okay, cool. And then some dude walks in with like a random looking dude, average looking dude walks in with like 2.5 mil on his neck. You're like, oh shit. Okay.
Right.
Respect to him.
Right.
I wish I had that at the airport and Starbucks.
I wish I had that at restaurants too. All restaurants.
Or a bar.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the fake Instagram lives where they will put.
I've like seen that. It's so sad.
What would you say? Like a fake
They put
view
like a
count.
Fake overlay.
Yeah.
And guys, and this is, if you're doing this, you're the biggest loser in the world. And I wish you nothing but disrespect.
Jesus Christ.
No, because these guys go up to girls and it'll be like a fake, like almost like an overlay. And it'll be like 40,000 people watching live. And they'll be like, yeah, I'm on Twitch. Say what up. There's 40,000 people. And they do that for hoes.
Oh,
they think they're
shit.
Banging, you know, a sketch, and they're really just banging a sketchy guy in Burbank.
But whose fault is that? It's more the girl's fault for it.
Right, but like, I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, it's not great for either party.
Right. So maybe it's a match made in heaven. But then you go back to his studio apartment and...
Yeah.
Yeah, where is he going?
Yeah, where's your Twitch setup? There's a Nokia in the corner. Who's your roommate? Why is he out naked?
Do you guys want to get into some sock talks?
Sock talk.
Sock talk?
This is from Sydney, she says.
Sweeney?
Maybe. When giving the gluck gluck, is it true you guys only feel the tip? Need answers for the future. Thanks.
No.
I was going to say, yeah.
You only feel the tip?
Well, the most.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. That's the most sensitive part, but I feel it on the shaft.
You feel it on the shaft, but it feels the best on the tip.
Yes. 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 Yeah, 100%. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. It's like a hug. You feel the most on the front of your body, but you feel the hands on the back.
You almost need the hands on the back.
Yeah.
I like the hands
on
the back.
Well, yeah, just tip, you're like, oh, why?
Well, just tip, it's like, I got 40 seconds. If you go just tip, yeah. Daddy going to explode.
But it's also a big ego boost because you're like, whoa, she can't even make it past the tip.
I know.
Damn. And then you go too far down, you're like, what?
Hey, who the hell was your last boyfriend? But yeah, I would just, yeah, yes. The answer is we feel the most in the tip. Shaft is great as well. I will say, I think the idea here is like multiple stimulation is the key, I think. Because if you're going like a little bit on the tip and then like fondling the balls a little bit at the same time, or using the hand to go up and down as you're on the tip, just like a multiple stimulation game is the key. And a lot of
Tua.
There you go.
All right. I think we answered that one.
Great.
This is a secret sock. I want to ask the boys, what's the best way to get back in the streets? Like on Michael pandemic days. Any advice would be great.
Easy. Apps. Swipe right. No lefts.
Swipe right. No lefts. And literally just like all gas. No brakes.
Go out. Be adventurous. To be in the streets, you got to be in the streets.
True.
Go to a bar. Go to a Barnes & Noble. Be open for opportunities.
Yeah. Just walk in
Lock
the streets
eyes with
and
men.
Be like, pussy, open.
I would stop.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd stop like in the car. Be like, yo, do you need a ride home? Or do you want to ride me home?
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, just apps.
And I think when you were in your streets, that was the main cause of it. Apps.
Yeah. I was just every night was a school night. Reverse that. Every night wasn't a school night.
For you?
For me.
Yeah.
Every night was Saturday. Every night was game 7 Saturday. Every night was the night before my wedding.
Yeah, I think if you want to get back in the streets, you got to be, I think there's two ways. I think still have your standards and what you're looking for in a man.
Sure. Yeah.
But be open. Swipe on something you wouldn't swipe with. You know, sometimes you're at dinner and they go, compliments of the chef. It's the uni. And you're like, all right, I wouldn't have ordered this. And then you take it and you're like, ooh, I like this.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is fuck a British man. Blow his goddamn British.
Blow his back out so much that he gets Invisalign.
Yeah. But I honestly think it's the apps. And there's so many apps. You don't have to be on just one.
Yeah, and don't be scared to get denied, right? Because you'll probably get denied if you
Oh, you're going to get denied all the time.
Yeah.
Denied? Do women get denied?
What?
This was a secret sock. It could be girl or guy.
It's a guy.
Yeah. It's 100% a guy.
Oh, well, in that case.
Also, use a condom for the love of God.
Yeah.
Because when you're on the streets like that, you're going to run into
there's a lot of nails in those streets.
Oh,
you need a good
potholes.
Triple A ready.
Yeah.
You need that. You need Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Yep.
Yeah. Condoms. What the bro? They are really out here.
Condoms are horrendous. Use them, please.
Horrendous. What a game changer. He's like, get all this shit away. He's like, I'll take the, a condom ain't nothing but a dad for your dick. He's like, I'll take the negativity out of here.
That's true.
I got you, my son.
It's a shield.
Family.
It's a shield.
Yeah.
It really is like a nice shield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank God we have them.
No family.
No family.
No.
Isn't it so crazy when a girl's like take birth control or IUD and she still gets pregnant? It's like, dude, what is happening?
That's God's plan.
How potent. Yeah. You have a plant and God laughs.
Yeah.
Well.
Does sperm hurt when it hits the end of a condom? Yeah. Or is it like a bounce house for it?
No, it's like those crash dummies.
Yeah. Like, up! Ow!
Ow! God damn it!
And they all run into each other. It's like the 405. Hey, who stopped? Keep going! And then the last guy out's like, I'm going to slow down.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, this is the worst egg I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Their whole life is to hit an egg.
Well, it's like when you're like you're playing The Sims and you hit like the end of a map.
Yeah.
They're like, well, hold on. Is this part not like loaded yet?
Do they try to go back in the hole?
I jam them back in there.
No, but you know what I mean? They go in the end of the condom and do they try to go back into the hole? Like, do they think that's the egg? Is that how men get pregnant?
Could you imagine? What do you, serious question, and then we'll wrap up. Speaking of condoms, wrap up. You're a woman. You go to a guy's house. You like him.
Yeah.
You're into him.
Yep.
And you walk past his dishwasher and the whole top row of dishwasher is just condoms. And he goes, yeah, just wash them out.
I'm going to be like, wow, that's so interesting. I'm going to use the bathroom. Is it outside, hopefully?
Is it outside in my Kia Optima?
Yeah. I'm leaving. I mean, immediately. What if you do that? You really like him and you go to his house and at the top of his dishwasher, it's 4 to 5 fleshlights.
I said, do you have roommates? And if he goes, no.
I'm still leaving. Dude, if I'm a woman, legit, I'm leaving with minimal events. Minimal.
Yeah.
You go to a man's house, for the most part, if you're not a fucking UFC fighter or like professional boxer or a wrestler or something, like, you're in danger. anything. You have a squeaky door, goodbye.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
Goodbye.
I see what you're saying.
Your hamper's full, goodbye.
Yeah. You have a photo of grandma and she's got like an old cane with a like a knife on it.
Yep. Goodbye. Your toilet seat's up. Goodbye.
Yeah. There's another woman in there.
Your wife's here.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That is true. But then you go to a girl's place and she got a tapestry and 19,000 crystals laid out and you're like, good pussy, about to happen.
but that's a, well, because dudes
actually,
are stupid.
Guys don't care. Guys, literally, a girl told me to my face a year or so ago, she was like, don't go outside. It's embarrassing. I'm charging my crystals. It's a full moon. And I was like, this head about to go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, did those crystals, they were in orbit.
They were working.
Yeah. Gemini, Capricorn, I don't give a shit. She was a sucker corn that.
Dude, I could walk in. Oh, I could walk into a girl, like literally cutting a chicken's head off. And then I'd be like, oh, is she getting dinner ready? Do you have makeup excuses for her?
She's good with cocks, circumcised.
Hell yeah.
That's a podcast.
We did it.
Guys, I'm sorry for everything I've ever said. This is a comedy podcast.
Comedy. We're all doing comedy. Guys, that's it. Thank you so much for watching, listening. We love you guys. Till next episode. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Wallace on a tour. Also, we have a nice freaking Patreon. 4 extra episodes ad-free. Patreon.com/StiffSocksPod. Also, if you're an Apple listener, we have, Stiff Socks Plus. So that is it, guys. Till next episode, I got a big old dick.